Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Friday morning. Streaming live on YouTube, on Periscope, and on Twitch as well. And we are very pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend David Ubben from The Athletic. David, what's going on, my friend? How are we doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Appreciate you taking time to join us. David, I'm interested. I know it's been very early into the tenure here with Josh Heupel, and there's not a lot to go on at this point. But from your vantage point up until this point, what's it been like covering Heupel and his staff so far?
Well, we talked to him a lot more. That's a big thing.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the biggest difference. I mean, obviously, schematically, they're going to be totally different. I think the brand of football will be more aesthetically pleasing. You know, but ultimately, I think that's right now, I mean, as early as it's been, you know, that's kind of the biggest difference. Still not seeing a ton of practice, of course. Very few places are in the SEC these days, which that's an existential conversation for another day, I'm afraid. But, I mean, that's the biggest difference right now is just being able to talk to staffers about their position groups and all that stuff. You know, they just have better insight, and I think the fans win when they get to hear from more coaches, the coaching staff.
I mean, I was just going through your projected offensive and defensive depth charts, David, and I got to admit, I don't think this team has to totally stink out loud. I mean, maybe I'm too much of an optimist here, but especially on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, it's an intriguing thought. You have Cade Mays as left tackle. There is some quality depth there. There's some good skill players. You get a system that actually can score points with a quarterback who can – do some things, and at least that can be interesting. Like, as you go through these things and as you're watching what they allow you to watch, do you feel any more optimistic about this team, or is this just the natural, over time, what happens when you are waiting on a football team to play for months?
I don't know that people thought that this team was just going to be a disaster. I think the issue is just, you can't help but compare them to what they could be without the talent exodus. I think that's where a lot of the pessimism comes from. I mean, you know, the team has a pretty easy schedule next year. I think their ceiling is still probably 6-7 wins, probably closer to 6. It's going to be tough for them to win fewer than 4, just looking at the schedule. And so, you know, they have that window. I don't think it'd be bad. I just think, you know, they were bringing back so much. Recruiting had been so good. That when you lose, you know, Eric Gray and you lose Wanya Morris and obviously Trey Smith, all that was the pros, and you lose all, you know, Henry Tolotolo, your best players on both sides of the ball, it's hard not to wonder how much better they could have been, you know, and so I don't know that I've seen much or heard much that made me think this team, you know, has much of a higher ceiling than kind of what I thought coming in, but, you know, maybe we'll be wrong in the fall, we'll see.
David Ubben from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And David Hendon Hooker at the quarterback position, a very interesting guy to me and the skill set that he could bring to the table for this offense. I know you look at the quarterback room right now. You've got Bailey in there, Hooker as well, hopefully Salter at some point here moving forward as well. What kind of a factor do you think Hendon Hooker can be, and what sort of a jolt do you think his skill set can provide for this offense under Josh Heupel?
I mean, I think he's a favorite right now. You know, it seems like Brian Maurer is getting a little bit of buzz, and he's getting some work pretty high up in that group. The staff likes him. I think his attitude suits this offense in a lot of ways. He's got to be able to rein that in. You know, the line between aggressiveness and recklessness can be a little thin sometimes, and we've seen him cross it a few times in his career. So we'll see. But Hooker, I mean, you know, this is still a guy, I don't know how many Tennessee fans are really, you know, familiar with him. But, you know, this morning on The Athletic, Max Olsen looked at the 50 most efficient quarterbacks in the country coming back to college football in 2021. Hendon Hooker's number 12. Obviously, he's the only ball on that list. Part of that's playing in a better offense, Justin Fuente at Virginia Tech. But he can play, and he's done it, and that experience. And, you know, he's learning a new system and doing all these things. I just have a hard time believing, you know, that unless he has a tough time getting his head around the system, that he's not going to end up being the guy.
I love the – you got a hilarious fan story today, the fan transfer portal story. I don't want to give the whole thing away, but I want to ask you, David, did this come about via a Lane Kiffin tweet? Is he the one who brought this story initially to light? And what can you tell us about the young fan who asked his dad if he could go in the fan portal?
Yeah, so Lane Kiffin tweeted out a letter that he got for a fan. I believe he got it yesterday. Anyway, so I got on the horn, used my journalism powers, I suppose, tracked him down yesterday and talked to him and his dad about the last few weeks. And he was courted by Alabama, courted by LSU, Tennessee. Did not really pay much attention to it, but Lane Kiffin called him up. Gave him a phone call, talked to him for a little while, and won his commitment. So over in Sevierville, Tennessee, a 9-year-old Tennessee fan is now a 9-year-old Ole Miss fan.
So is this a big red flag on the Josh Heupel era? Maybe,
maybe so.
I mean, do we? Maybe I should be a little more pessimistic than I am right now. Then
maybe these things are so complicated because I don't know how the fan mail system works in Tennessee. I really don't. Maybe because I don't know, but I do know. On paper, it's not a good look when Nick Saban, who, he seems like he's a pretty busy guy, no?
Yeah,
Ed Orgeron, we don't need to get into that. He's had some things going on lately. They sent him autographed photos. Lane Kiffin calls him up. And Tennessee, it's radio silence. that's not a good look. It is what it is. And, now we've got an Ole Miss fan in Sevierville, Tennessee.
Is he going to get to see him live this year?
That's right. Sure is. David Ubbin from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. David, as you look at the way Josh Heupel runs the offense and just how much more, as you put it, aesthetically pleasing it can be, what do you think this could do for Jalin Hyatt, who both Joe and I believe has got all the tools in the world necessary to be a really good player in this league? What sort of benefit could Jalin Hyatt have from this offense?
For all the talk of Josh Heupel inheriting somewhat of a bare cupboard via the transfer portal, in this offense, they just want to pound you in the running game. And then when you put too many guys in the box or you go one high, they want speed on the outside. And goodness, you could not inherit two better receivers that fit that than Jalin Hyatt and Bayless Jones. They don't have really impressive numbers or, a ton of these, big plays that they've made or a tracker, but they've got speed. And in this offense, it's going to be a huge asset because they've got to get over the top. That's a huge part of this offense. And it's a great thing to inherit if you're Josh Heupel, and those two guys fit that. And I think Hyatt and Jones, both of those guys, stand to benefit by this transition literally as much as anyone. So you got to be pretty excited if you're those guys.
I mean, I said earlier, I went through your depth charts and I felt a little bit more optimistic, but that was mostly because of the offensive depth chart. I guess, as you look at the defensive side of the ball right now, first of all, anyone on that side and what you've seen or heard who is maybe exceeding expectations or really opening eyes? And second of all, am I right when I look at the linebackers and think that's the biggest question? Although, Barron and Harrison both could be good, but Jeremy Banks right now is the one inside. Is that what you're looking at as the biggest question mark?
Yeah, I think that inside linebacker spot, they just don't have bodies. They just don't have guys. And maybe Aaron Willis, Martavis French get in there. Those guys are suspended right now after the incident at the athletic dorms. We'll see. Jerry Banks is kind of your only guy there. And then he's probably not going to do very much this spring after shoulder surgery. He hasn't been out there. We've seen him. Roman Harrison wasn't out there yesterday. That's a huge issue because you got pass rushers on the edge, but the middle linebacker spot, you lost Crouch, you lost To'o. Those are kind of your guys, and you don't have them now, so you got a huge hole there. And then at cornerback, they don't have a lot of depth. You have three really good players, two and one that can prove something. Kenneth George, Elante Taylor, Warren Burrell have all played. Elante Taylor is probably an NFL guy. Warren Burrell, Kenneth George, they can be SEC-quality starters. They don't have anything behind that. But Christian Charles, a freshman high school quarterback, he's gotten some pretty good reviews early on. Guys seem to really like him, his maturity. He's probably going to end up being that fourth corner as a true freshman, which that's a dangerous life to live. Tennessee lived that life in 2018 with two freshman corners in Bryce Thompson and Alante Taylor, but those guys grew up in a hurry, and Charles probably going to be in that same boat.
David Ubbin from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, breaking down all things Tennessee Vols. David, appreciate you taking time to join us, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. David Ubbin from The Athletic, breaking down the state of the Volunteers there. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on the Tennessee Vols. What should the expectations be for Josh Heupel heading into his first season in Knoxville? We'll discuss it next. Take your thoughts as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.